Today's daf was Brachos Daf Zayin. Brachos Daf Zayin is almost entirely dedicated to statements in Agadita from Rabbi Yochanan. Zayin Amar Aleph is five statements from Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi, and Zayin Amar Beis is eight statements from Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shem Rechai. Strangely, one of the statements is the same. He says the same thing both B'Shem Rabbi Yossi and B'Shem Rabbi Shem Rechai. And Daf Zayin Amar Aleph at the very top, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yossi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, that he davens for himself to have his rachamim overpower his midas hadin, and he not only does he daven for himself, but Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha reports in a very famous brisa that when he went to be makdir k'taras lufnei v'lufnim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually requested a bracha from Rabbi Shmuel along those same lines, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for a bracha that his rachamim should overpower his kas, should overpower his din, and that he should always be merachim on Klal Yisrael. Then the second statement that Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yossi is that in general it's not a good idea to try to calm a person down when they're still very angry. That happens to be the carryover statement that we have. He says in the name of Rabbi Yossi and Amar Beis as well that when a person's angry, you have to wait till the anger subsides a little bit before you try to calm them down. And the Gemara says that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a rega each and every day. How much is a rega? It's a millisecond, a very tiny fraction of a second. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry for a rega each day, and if a person could figure out exactly when that rega is, they will have this unusual power to be able to wreak all sorts of havoc on Klal Yisrael if they're able to pinpoint that exact rega. However, the Gemara says it's not appropriate, even if one does figure it out by looking at the simon that the Gemara gave with the rooster who's cropped and totally white and stands on one leg, it's not appropriate to use that knowledge to get back at people. Rabbi Shua ben Levi tried to do that once and he fell asleep and he took a simon min hashamayim, that it's not a good idea to use that knowledge to get back at people. Third statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi is that it's better to be humbled in a person's heart than to get 100 malchios, that even getting 100 malchios is not going to do as much for a person in terms of setting him on the right path as an internal cheshbon nefesh where a person just goes through a humbling experience. Fourth statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi was that Moshe Rabbeinu had requested three things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, he asked that their Shekhinah should be Shor B'Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, good, yes, no problem, the Shekhinah Shor B'Yisrael. Number two, he asked that the Shekhinah should not be Shor amongst the Yumas HaOlam. Granted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that request as well. And then the third thing he asked is, Hodeini Nas Rechecha, tell me, why is it that sometimes Tzadik V'Ralo, sometimes Tzadik V'Tovlo, sometimes Rasha V'Ralo, sometimes Rasha V'Tovlo? The first two opinions in the Gemara are that request was answered as well, and that he was told that when it's tzaddik v'ralo, it's either because it's a tzaddik ben rasha or because it's a tzaddik she'eno gamur. But Rav Meir's opinion is that that request was not answered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you can't ever know, and he didn't answer the question of why it is that tzaddik v'ralo. As he pointed out, hashkafically it seems that if there's such a thing as paskening in hashkafa, that we would paskin like the sheet of Rav Meir, that we don't claim to know why it is that tzaddik v'ralo. Then the Gemara goes on to record a machlokas if Moshe Rabbeinu was correct in turning away from the burning bush. When he first approached the bush, he turned away. So the Gemara records a machlokas whether that was the appropriate thing to do or not. On the one hand, the Gemara says that we have a tradition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, look, when I was interested in meeting you, you turned away from me. Now you want to meet me, I'm going to turn away from you. So on the other hand, though, we're told that he received schar for turning away. For every word in that pasuk where it describes how he turned away, he got a schar. And for the original turning away, his face shone as schar for that. And then finally, on the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yossi that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises something good on a condition, and the condition is not met, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep the good promise. And he promised Moshe Rabbeinu, when he thought he was going to wipe out the rest of Klal Yisrael, to build him up into a great nation, into Shishim Ribo. He did it anyway. He built him up into Shishim Ribo, even though he did not wipe out the rest of Klal Yisrael. And Daf Zayin Amud Beis, we begin with the statements of Rabbi Yochanan and he tells us that from the beginning of creation until a certain time came, there was no one that called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon until Avram Avinu, and no one that was Modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Leah. That those were the first two people in history to have those unique relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Calling him Adon was Avram Avinu, and being Modet was Leah. And the Gemara uses that as a springboard to discuss how Leah called Reuven based on the idea that Reuven is so different different than Esav in how he reacted to losing the Bechora. And then the Gemara discusses this general significance of names, that you see from Rus that because of her name, or related to her name, we find that she had a descendant, David HaMelech, who was able to serenade HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shiros V'Tishbachos. Then the Gemara went on to say, Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that family strife is worse than Gog u'Magog. When David HaMelech describes family strife, he says, Marabu Tzarai. When he describes Melchamas Gog u'Magog, he doesn't go quite that far and say, Marabu Tzarai. Apparently, Melchamas Gog u'Magog is bad, but family strife is even worse. And then the Gemara moves on to discuss how a person should relate to Rishayim. Is it okay for a person to taunt Rishayim, to start up with Rishayim? So the Gemara gives three circumstances when a person cannot start up with Rishayim. Number one is if it's private matters, not mili d'shamayah, just issues between you and him. Number two, if it's shah mesacheches lo, if you see that he's running into a streak of good luck, maybe it's not a good time to start up with him. And number three is if you happen to not be at tzadik gamur, that's not a good time, then it's probably not a good idea to start up with a Rasha. But otherwise, one is permitted to taunt a Rasha. Then on toward the bottom of Dav Zayin and Beis, the Gemara tells us that someone who's koveh makom l'tfila will merit the enormous brachos, that his enemies will fall, and that he will not be persecuted, and that he will not be annihilated, and it's a wonderful thing to be koveh makom l'tfila. And then at the very, very end of Zayin and Beis, the final point, the Gemara tells us, which is really only the seventh statement, but the eighth statement goes over to tomorrow's daf. The seventh statement of Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rav Shem Ben Yechai is Gadol Shimusha Yoser Milimuda, that as important as Talmud Torah is, as high a value as it is, it's even more important to be Mishamish Talmidei Chachamim than it is to learn Torah. That is Brachos Dav Zayin, and Mirtzah Hashem tomorrow morning we'll start Brachos Dav Ches.